Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imemc.org for Tuesday, June 13, 2006.
Army arrests three residents from Tulkarem and two from Nablus. The Israeli army invades Jenin and unknown gunmen burn the PLC offices in Salfit. One youth arrested from Bethlehem. Al-Quds Open University students protest in Beit Zahur. Gaza shelled by Israeli Air Force, killing 9 and injuring 20. Palestinian resistance fighters ambush army vehicles in Nablus. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
The Israeli Air Force jet fighters fired several missiles at a car in Salah Eddin Street in Gaza City Tuesday afternoon, killing 9 and injuring 20. According to medical sources, there are children among those injured and killed. Ambulances are evacuating the injured and the bodies to the local hospitals. Local sources said that the car belongs to activists from the Islamic Jihad.
The Israeli army arrested three residents during a pre-dawn invasion to the West Bank city of Tulkarem Tuesday. Infantry troops and army vehicles stormed the city as soldiers fired live rounds and sound bombs randomly at residents' houses. Troops conducted a house-by-house search campaign before arresting Mohammed Al-Taha, 35, Osama Awad, 25, and Mohammed Awad, 27. The three men were taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. Meanwhile, another army special unit invaded Isbit al-Jirad area in the city and took positions on rooftops and fired heavily towards the Palestinian intelligence headquarters in the area before storming and searching it. There were no arrests or injuries, local sources reported.
Two more Nablus residents were arrested Tuesday at dawn as the Israeli soldiers continued their military campaign in the West Bank city. Soldiers stormed the residents' houses in several parts of the city and arrested Mohammed Maarouf, 18, and Ali Maarouf, 22. The men were taken to an unknown location.
Palestinian resistance fighters from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, have ambushed Israeli military vehicles in the West Bank city of Nablus Tuesday morning. The brigades confirmed in a press release that one of their activists attacked an army vehicle with two Molotov cocktails in an ambush of the Ad-Dawar area in the city of Nablus. The brigade said in their press release that another group ambushed another Israeli military vehicle in Al-Quds Street in the city. They confirmed that they will continue their resistance against the Israeli occupation.
The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and clashed with local Palestinian resistance fighters Tuesday at dawn. According to local residents, troops and armored vehicles stormed the city while an undercover army unit attempted to infiltrate the Jenin refugee camp. The unit failed to get into the camp and clashed with the local resistance fighters. It is not known if there are any injuries. No arrests have been made as of the time of this report.
Army arrests resident while settlers attack farmers and burn fields in Hebron. The Israeli army have arrested one resident while settlers attacked and injured five farmers and burned their crops in Yatta village south of the West Bank city of Hebron. On Tuesday morning, settlers from the nearby illegal settlement of Ma'on attacked the farmers who were collecting their crops. Settlers used guns and clubs while the army arrested one farmer whose name remains unknown, local sources reported. Eyewitnesses said that the settlers set fire to the crops before leaving, which damaged a large area of farmland, the main source of income for the farmers.
Unknown gunmen have burned the Palestinian Legislative Council offices in the West Bank city of Salfit Tuesday morning. According to eyewitnesses, more than 10 masked gunmen stormed the office building, handcuffing the guard before setting it on fire. Palestinian fire brigades and police rushed to the scene along with the residents in an attempt to put the fire out. The local police have started an investigation of the attack. Local residents have also expressed their anger and condemned such attacks.
The Israeli army have arrested Ahmed Yassin, 17, from Ada refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem Tuesday at dawn. Troops stormed the refugee camp and searched several houses before arresting Yassin and taking him to an unknown destination, eyewitnesses reported.
With burning tires and stones, the students of the Al-Quds Open University in the West Bank city of Beit Sahur protested on Tuesday afternoon at the university's decision to be placed under the control of the Palestinian Authority instead of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Students, mainly from Fatah youth, closed the main street alongside the university, blocking traffic with burning tires. One of the demonstrators said that the students were also protesting against internal fighting and the financial hardship that PA employees are facing from not receiving their salaries over the last 4 months.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Ghassan Benoura.